What's good, everybody? My name is Sky, and you are listening to Beneath the Frozen Sea. Alex Wennberg has been traded. Yes, sir. The Kraken are going to be moving Alex Wennberg to the New York Rangers in exchange for a 2024 second round pick and a 2025 fourth rounder. The 2025 fourth rounder is the conditional pick for Nils Lundqvist. If he makes it to 55 points over the next couple of seasons, it will automatically become a third rounder. The Kraken will be retaining 50% of Wennberg's contract. As for value, I think it's a pretty fair trade. Wennberg's had a rough season offensively, but he's still a lot of the same player when it comes to the defensive side of the game. He's a good penalty killer, and I think he will be best served in a team's bottom six, which is where I imagine the Rangers are going to play him. As for the return, it's fine. It's exactly what I had imagined they would get. I wanted something from the Rangers that was a little more substantial, like a first rounder, or maybe Kaapo Kakko, but I'm sure that's still up for discussion. But unfortunately, James Dolan wants to use that first round pick at the eye this offseason, so that was not really in the cards this year. It is going to stink to lose Wennberg because he is a very good, solid player. Great defensively, great penalty killer, and yeah, he's a center, something that the Kraken have desperately needed, and he was starting to get his act together. So it does kind of stink that you're selling as high on the player as you can, but now there's an opportunity for players to get into the lineup that hadn't previously. And obviously, this is far from the only thing that Ron Francis is going to do. It sounds like there is some concern as to whether or not Jordan Eberle is going to stick around. So he may have also joined the trade deadline as well. However, it doesn't sound like they have anyone in mind as a potential landing spot for him. They may still actually get an extension done. This may just all be a ploy. But if talks are stalling like Frank Saravalli states that they might have, then Ron Francis may just cut bait. And if he cuts bait, buddy, you'd better get us something nice. Jordan Eberle has been one of the best Kraken players consistently throughout the last three seasons. It would really hurt to lose him for nothing, and it would super hurt to lose him for anything less than a first-round pick or something of equal value to a Jordan Eberle. But this does give the impression that the Kraken are going to be sellers. So if they happen to make the playoffs, that's going to be cool. But from here on out, I think we can reasonably assume that the Kraken are trying to get better for the future and not the now. And this Wennberg trade is just a small part of it. Personally, I hope that the Kraken can try and juice this a little bit by trying to get Nils Lundqvist up to 55 points over the next couple of games. Maybe see if you can drop the Dallas game by some goofy score. It would be very funny to intentionally juice a score just to get a draft pick. Anyway, that's your update for right now. We will check in during the trade deadline on Friday to go over everything that the Kraken have done over this trade deadline period. Stay tuned and go Squids!